Doctor, how stressful is it for students who are applying or have applied to colleges who weren't able to go through the traditional application process this year or take the SATs?
Well, as you said, it was already stressful, unfortunately. You know, people get stressed about things that are uncertain, things that they don't have control over, things that are changing. College is a big change for students. So it was already stressful, and there's so much more uncertainty with the pandemic as there are in many aspects of the pandemic itself. So unfortunately, the stress level has gone up. We see that in higher rates of anxiety for students, and many things have been sort of thrown into disarray with sports being canceled, after school activities being canceled, SAT administrations being canceled. So many of these changes have just raised student stress level.
Why are some colleges requiring these test scores and others say it's just not a good indicator of college readiness, especially for minorities?
Well, you know, there certainly has been a trend over decades, and especially in recent years, with more and more tests going, colleges going test optional. There are around 1,200 test optional colleges, even prior to the pandemic, and that, of course, skyrocketed. It's a change that the pandemic accelerated, and many people who've done the research feel that it's not the greatest predictor of grades in college, and that it does disadvantage students who are already at an economic disadvantage and minority groups. Obviously, other people have, you know, looked at the data different ways and don't have come to different conclusions.
Right. I was reading earlier this afternoon that Columbia College and the School of Engineering and Applied Science announced a 51% increase in applications they had this year. So how do they make their decisions when they're getting applications from students who just normally in any other year might not be qualified to apply?
Well, again, keep in mind that well over 1,000 colleges were test optional previously, some of them for many years, and have done just fine. Some schools have even gone test-free or test-blind, meaning they won't even look at test scores if they're sent. So they look at all of the other aspects of a student's application. That would include the rigor of the coursework, how difficult the courses were, the grades that students earned, their extracurricular activities, their essays, their letters of recommendation. So they're looking at multiple data points, and, you know, they call it holistic admissions.
But that's tough this year, too, because obviously for the last 12 to 14 months or so, we haven't had a lot of extracurricular activities in schools since there's been distance learning.
Correct. And a lot of high schools did pass-fail grading for some parts of the pandemic.
So how do you beef up that resume as you go into that your college application as you go forward? Will colleges continue for the next year, possibly two, looking at that and take that into consideration?
So fortunately, the Common App, which is a platform that a lot of students apply to college through, added a space on the Common App where students can talk about how the pandemic affected them. So whether that is activities they weren't able to do because they were canceled, how hybrid or remote learning affected them, or maybe things that they did do during the pandemic, such as volunteer work or community service. So there is a place for students to sort of explain how the pandemic impacted them. I think that's helpful. Colleges, for the most part, that have gone test optional are continuing getting it, at least in the short term. Some may go back to requiring tests, some may not.
Real quick, unfortunately, we're almost out of time here, but what do you advise for students in order to keep their stress levels at a minimum during this time? Because it is a very stressful period of their lives.
Yeah, well, you know, again, part of what's stressful is the things that we can't control or that we can't predict. What are colleges going to do? Am I going to get into college? Is the SAT going to be canceled? Is my SAT score going to be high enough? So it's helpful to focus on the things that you can control, you know, write the best essay you can, develop good relationships with teachers and get good letters of recommendation from them. Focus on the stuff that's under your control. Stay away from things that are not helpful, like addictive behaviors or avoidance. You know, putting this stuff off procrastination is not going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, getting this stuff done in the long term will make you feel better. And of course, all the usual stuff that's good for you, like getting enough sleep, good nutrition, exercise, sunshine.